Well, we've covered a number of selections that you may wish to consider for use as musical meditations within your ceremony, and now it's time to offer a few suggestions for recessionals. While often used as a recessional, Mendelssohn's wedding march is just about as often used as a bride's processional. I know that Mendelssohn's wedding march sounded familiar to you. It's used equally as a processional for the bride and as a recessional. What you might not know is that it has a Shakespearean connection. Mendelssohn wrote it to accompany performances of Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. Here now is the joyous Alla Danza from Handel's Water Music. Played by the Dolce Duo, that was the Alla Danza by George Frederick Handel. It's from a collection called The Water Music, which Handel wrote for the King of England, who happened to be throwing a party on a huge barge floating the Thames River. Sounds like a lot of fun. Alla Danza is a terrific recessional, but you may also want to consider a piece that's commonly referred to as the Masterpiece Theater Theme from the public television series. Its true name is Rondeau, and it's by Jean-Joseph Moret. Music that makes for a great recessional. That was Moret's Rondeau, played by the Dolce Duo. That piece is often also used as a processional, either for members of the wedding party or for the bride herself. We conclude now with special and truly happy music of Frenchman Jacques Ibert, his Entr'acte for flute and guitar. Jacques Ibert's spirited entr'acte makes for a wonderful and non-traditional ending recessional for just about any wedding. You've heard it played by the Dolce Duo, flutist Lisa Davis and guitarist Stan Putnam.